Right, as I said, I've got Stephen on the phone, and Stephen is coming to talk about men's health. So I just say good afternoon, Stephen. How are you?
Quite well, Joey, thank you.
Good. Now, Stephen, it's very good of you to come on and talk about something which a lot of people would find embarrassing to talk about. And I think those programmes like Embarrassing Bodies, which have been on TV just recently, have opened up a whole new world to people of actually going along and talking to doctors about problems that in the past would have been seen as, well, I don't want to go and tell anybody about this. So, anyway, we're talking about testicular cancer, and you're saying how Screwfix saved your life. So would you like to just tell us how it happened and, you know, how you actually found out?
Yep, I will, no problem. Well, I'm a builder, 6 foot builder, in fit, perfect health, or I thought I was, till I went to Screwfix. I had T-shirts around the factory where they're based. And what I did was I looked at the T-shirt, and then one of the ladies behind the counter said, "Have you checked yours?" And I didn't understand, so I looked at the T-shirt, and when I looked closer, it said, "Have you checked your nuts?" Basically. Mm-hmm. So I had a laugh about it. And that night, for the first time, I did check myself at 46 years old. You know, and I was actually too old to contract the cancer because it's between 15 and 44, so the most prevalent years. So after checking myself the next day, I went down to the doctors, told the doctor how I felt, and I found a little lump. And she said, "Do you have any other symptoms?" I said, "Well, my stomach's a bit sore, but I'm a builder. It could be down to that, digging holes all day or bricklaying." Little did I know that's one of the symptoms. It's to do with your the glands in your stomach, which try to protect your body from the cancer from spreading. So Screwfix saved my life. After the operation, I went to school to London for Screwfix and handed over a cheque to Jimmy White, who's the patron of the society, for £70,000.
That's excellent. Yep. So it was really just luck that you found it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Look, men won't check themselves. I think it's in case you did find something. It's like putting your hand in a fire.
Right.
You know, if you check yourself and you have a lump there, it was only a small P-shaped lump, and I thought it was not.
Yeah. So, I mean, testicular cancer. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things, blokes, as they all say, that, you know, the cemeteries are full of embarrassed people, aren't they? And I think people have just got to realise. I mean, there's always lots of publicity for breast awareness with women and lots of and runs and things of that nature. But it doesn't seem to be as prominent for guys, does it?
No, not at all. The doctors are there to help. As soon as I went in, the British Medical Service are fantastic. The NHS, they looked after me from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
From finding it to going in to get the examination and getting the results 4 days later, I was operated on, which I thought was fantastic, you know, and there's a 98% recovery on testicular cancer. It's the wrong word, but it's one of the nicer cancers to get.
Right.
You're guaranteed, and I thought, well, I can't be one of the 2%, and luckily I'm not. I'm down to a six-month checkup now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you talk about 15 years of age, I mean, we're talking young men, aren't we? Young lads can get this. So this thing that has always been that cancer is for the old people is not strictly true, is it?
No, not at all. And unfortunately, at 15, you're going through puberty, so you've got a lot of other things going on in your body as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last thing a youngster would do is check yourself for cancer.
Yep.
Chances are they haven't even heard about cancer at 15. I wasn't really aware of it then. Like you say, it's for people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, really.
Yeah.
You know, but the internet's a great help. All you have to do is type in one keyword into Google, and it brings up so much information. It helped me on my recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
3 weeks after my operation, I had nothing to do, and I researched everything I could on it, you know, to try and become a bit of an expert.
So how long ago was it since you actually had your operation then, Stephen?
It was the 22nd of December,
mm-hmm.
not last Christmas, the one before.
Right.
You know, I was supposed to take 12 weeks off work, and I only took 3 weeks off.
Right.
So I'm quite fit, but I wouldn't recommend that for anyone. You know, it's quite a long recovery process.
Yeah.
You know, there's an incision made in your stomach where they have a look about to see if anything's spread or do any other operations. Why it's similar to an appendicitis. Cut, you know, but I felt fit and great and came out of work. I had a lot of support. I didn't realize how many friends I had, No. They all came out to see me. Unfortunately, some people couldn't come round and see us. They were too emotional, more emotional than I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now everything's great. But men must check themselves regularly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not embarrassing to go to the doctor. A lot of men have come to me, friends, and said, I've got a little bit of a problem. What do you think? And I've sort of asked the symptoms, and I said, well, you should go along. Luckily, none of my friends have had cancer, you know, but if I can save one life, you know, it would live with me forever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it, looking at the information on the website, it said the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, only 76 cancers were found in 2,000 men who'd sort of gone because they thought they'd found a small lump. So it just shows that it is a small percentage, but it's one of the biggest problems that men have.
Oh, definitely. I don't know. The longer men leave it as well. I don't know what I meant, realise, but it's not just a lump in your testicle, it actually goes up through your lymph glands and that, up your spine, to your heart and to your brain.
Yep.
And that's why you must get in early to get it checked. It's no good leaving it too late. There's one or two famous people left it slightly late, and I think they wish they'd gone to the doctors earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he says some of the things that you could have is a cough, difficulty in breathing, difficulty in swallowing, and a swelling in your chest.
Yep, it wrecks your life completely. But like I say, the first symptoms are the sort of dull ache in your stomach, but not everyone gets that.
No.
So if you think you have a little lump in one of your testicles and you haven't got a stomach ache, still go and get it checked out.
No.
I pointed the doctor in the direction before I went on the internet and read all about it and realised I told her all the symptoms I had.
So you're the lady doctor, did you?
Yeah, I did. I thought it would be embarrassing when I first went in, but she was very good. Absolutely, no embarrassment whatsoever. Yeah. You know, we're all big men with bravado, but when you go to the doctors, it's a completely different matter.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They saved me life. I went in, they looked after us at Rake Lane Hospital in Whitley Bay.
That sounds good.
Had the op there. Couldn't fog the NHS myself.
Excellent. Good news stories there, Stephen. No, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, at end of the day, I mean, let's say it, doctors have seen it all before anyway.
Yeah, of course.
You know. Hide your embarrassment, go save your life. Well,
I asked my wife and she just looked in my eyes and said, Stephen, go to the doctors tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think I've only been to the doctors 3 times in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, for a bad back. She says, get yourself there.
No, it's good. I mean, it's good you did it, and all credit to Screwfix, you know, with the jokey T-shirt, but at the end of the day... Yep. It saves lives, and you're probably not the only one either, you know. I mean, there's probably lots of guys out there who sort of made them think and did some checks on themselves. And Alec Lyons, 2 or 3 years ago, they did an underpants day, men's underpants,
you know,
to try and raise awareness of it. And they've also done one with bras for breast cancer for women as well.
I fully support anyone who's doing anything to sort of eradicate cancer in any way, especially young men. You know, no one wants to lose their son. I had to inform my mother and father when I came from hospital, and it was terrible me saying to my mother and father, look, I have cancer. You know, that was one of the worst moments in my wife and children as well.
I can imagine it would be, pal. I imagine it would be.
Yeah.
So if you had to get a message across to all the guys out there listening now, what would you say?
I would say, check yourself. There's nothing embarrassing. Get your wife to check you. If you're a young lad, go and see a nurse. So I was over the moon with that.
Well, that's great, Stephen. Thank you very much for that. And thank you for coming on the show and telling everyone about, you know, your test that he had and what happened. And I hope that, if you've maybe saved one guy's or lad's life today with coming on, you've achieved something. So all I can say is thank you very much for coming on. Enjoy your holiday and the rest of your life, my friend. And thanks very much indeed.
Well, it's been nice talking to you.